Welcome back to another week of the AMV Podcast. It's your boy Young Tamarack, and we on point like pins and needles. I'm here with some good people because my people is never not good. Let them know what it is, Stare.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Stare, aka the finesse fella, aka Papa Stare, aka the big homie by the stairs. We just cooling out here, man. I'm happy to be here. Happy to start the new year. We made it! And I'm out of 2020 finally.
Yeah, unfortunately, it feels like there's supposed to be a switch that went off when you get into 2021, and it did not. We're here, and we're trying to make the best of 2021, and we're going to keep trying to get this content out. But Alistair, man, what's good with you, man? We're in the new year, new everything, so what's shaking?
Yeah, the new year is still young, but I feel like I've started on a good note. And I've already had my ups and downs, but, on the good note, I started back jogging. So I'm trying to be consistent with that. Enrolled myself in YouTube University, so I can learn up on some flyer making. So I'm specifically focusing on Pixlr. So that's a free.
Oh, is that from the list that I sent you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice, so shout out to Bryce. Nice. What else? I finished my book, so I just started a new one.
What was the book?
The book was It's a Funny Story. It was a fiction. It was about this guy who checked himself into a mental health facility, and he spent a week there. And it's loosely based on the author's experience of actually doing that himself.
Mm.
So I was like, huh. Yeah. And then I had some not so good news. My college coach reached out to me and said that he's dealing with cancer.
Damn.
Yeah. And that was tough. So if anyone hears this, just send prayers.
Is it early or are they, do you know?
Stage 4. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so prayers up.
Definitely
was a pushing factor in my life. So like it definitely like impacted me this morning. I was like, dang. Whew. All right, so I just put my shoes on, went jogging, and I felt better about it. But
it's not gonna be a one day.
Yeah,
that's tough though, man. That's just kind of a part of like life, man. You find out information about other people's lives. Shoot, sometimes even about your own life, and you're just like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like you said, prayers up to your coach and their family, and you know, hopefully they make it through.
Yeah. How about you, man? How's your 2021 been?
It was cool, man. Brought in the new year with a couple of the homies. Had some drinks. Had a few folks over to the new spot.
Was that your official housewarming or not?
I wouldn't say it's an official housewarming. And it's gonna be hard to even really have something like that happen just because everybody has such like varying schedules, COVID as well too. So whoever has the time to come see it, and if you show up with a gift at the same time, that's your housewarming right there at that moment. But yeah, New Year's was cool. I've just been getting acclimated to being in my own space, having the ability to do, I guess, whatever I want, whenever I want. I'm just one day at a time, just trying to furnish the place, trying to get it together. So far it's pretty homey. I feel very comfortable here. I'm looking forward to, spending the rest of, the year, next couple of years, you know, being in my spot. So, and,
That's good.
Yeah. That's kind of been the biggest thing for me for the most part.
Yeah. Me and Kayla are out looking again. So we're about to bolt from Belpre. We got to get out of there. So it's like new beginnings.
You guys got an area in mind that you're looking at?
Not really, but we want to get something where it's like, it's not the craziest distance for her to get to work. Like I'm in the process of like looking for a new job, but in terms of her being at NIH, she got to get there. We'll figure it out.
Get there what? Like in terms of having an option metro wise or?
Yeah. If it's metro, fingers crossed, next week's her driving exam. So we'll see how that go.
So in the event that she can drive, is the metro no longer going to be something that you're
that's not going to be as high as a priority if she can drive? So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I would say there's some things on your list already. Like, even yeah, just like, was, yeah, just
2021 just started, but like just trying to get that mindset of keep going and like really get stuff done. Because like I said in the wrap up, I was like, 2021 is, you got to get it done. Like, this has got to be the year where it's no longer just talking about it, no longer just, you know, the idea of it. You got to really put it and go after the process.
I'm going to ask you something else there.
What's up?
Is this something that you recently realized, or is that something that you always felt was the case and you're just taking it upon yourself to make it a personal challenge to do things? Because something that I hear you say it all the time, we have the conversation all the time, is that you're an idea guy. Yeah. But I always say that you got to be a guy who executes. It's exactly. Great to have ideas, but if you don't execute your ideas, there's no point in having them.
Yeah. So, for me, I think a lot of the time I've been able to like speak on and be like, yeah, this is what I want to do and have the ideas. But like, this year in particular, I want to challenge myself to get, like, see it all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, I had a sit down conversation with my mom yesterday. We went to First Watch and we were like really like diving into like a lot of like the past since I've been home from college. So it was like, yeah, it's a lot of good intentions, but some of the things aren't all the way seen through. And I was like, yeah, that's true. So it was definitely something I'm glad I'm able to try to challenge myself with. And I'm really looking forward to being more productive. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm definitely looking forward to it because I feel like the more productive that you are, the more productive that we are, the more productive we are as a podcast. So it'll just affect all aspects of your life. And not even just leave it at podcast, but in your, you know, your own relationships and, you know, even with Nami, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely looking forward to see where you are at the end of 2021. And I will do my personal best to make sure that I'm also pushing you to strive for, you know, seeing things all the way through and seeing things to completion. So I think that's a really big thing.
And likewise to you, Cole.
Yeah, so no, for sure, for sure, for sure. I mean, that's been my thing for a little while. I think for me, especially because I'm like the guy who's like laughing and making like jokes a lot of the time, and people be like, oh, Bryce, you're wilding out. But like in reality, like I'd be like just kind of like doing my own thing. Like sometimes just out, like I said, I have my list of goals that I started doing this last year. Writing down my goals and things that I want to accomplish. I put all those things on the list and then whatever it takes to try to make those things happen. And a good amount of things that I had on my list last year, I crossed off, including like, you know what I'm saying? Like getting this place. So going into 2021, there are a lot of things that I want to accomplish. Like for one, I definitely want to save a certain amount of money again. Cause that was a driving factor in me being able to do something like this. And then I also want to work on getting some additional certifications, you know, for my professional life. So development in that aspect, development, even like just praying more, things like that, you know, like small stuff. And like, God, like you've been reading. Yeah. I'm definitely trying to get more into reading. Cause I always make fun of like people who read, even though it's not really funny to make fun of niggas that read because knowledge is power, but it just be funny. Like, oh, are you reading? Like, you know, like that's the type of vibe that I be on. But yeah, I'm definitely trying to get more into reading. Cause at the end of the day, man, I mean, a really big goal that I have in terms of not even just like for this year, but like we're talking about like 5 years, potentially 10 years. Like, I don't want to get up and then be like, huh, I got to show up to work for somebody and clock in on somebody's time and somebody can tell me what the fuck I need to be doing or like where I need to be at or this isn't right or that's not, no. But the good thing is I'm looking at the experience that I'm gaining now. And I feel like when I do decide to become my own like full-time like business or whatever I decide to become, I'm developing a lot of skills that'll help me in that. And that's whether that's like scheduling things or just planning things out further in advance. So that you're not running into any issues the day of or right before something comes. So I'm really realizing that planning is a really, really big key in being able to do anything and not even say successfully, but to get to the end goal, you know, or to be able to execute on what it is. Cause the saying is if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
Yes.
Just trying to do that. And even yesterday we were sitting down having a conversation about the podcast and like things that we want to do, things that we want to change. And people are going to obviously see these changes take place over the course of this year. And I even said yesterday, I really wish that we would have sat down and we would have been like, okay, like, what are we going to do? Like going into the next year, we kind of like got to the point of like, damn, it's the next year. Like, what are we going to do?
And piggybacking what you were saying, like for me, I want to work on that discipline. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm challenging myself to do this and go on this journey. It's like, I need the discipline to stay on this when I'm tired, when I'm like, ah, I don't really want to do this. I want to stick to
it.
Because that's the, I feel like that's one of the most important things.
Yeah. No, definitely.
You can have the idea to be like, yeah, let's do this. But it's the discipline to stick to that idea is probably one of the most important factors. And then, like you said, like a goal of mine is to get closer to God. I feel like leaving 2020, I definitely took it upon myself to really like dive into the Bible, like learn about some characters that I heard about in Sunday school. But I was like, eh, you know, I just knew the surface of it. But it's like really diving into David's story, really diving into Samson's story. It's like, I didn't know that detail about him. Like, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, for me growing up and like going to church like a lot, like pretty much every Sunday, I was in the children's choir. I even did like activities like for my church, like for like the young men like group. And like I've heard so many of those stories. And one thing about me and like church, and granted, everybody has their own like view of like what it is, but I just felt like it was just so much like just kind of like shit like that was happening. And I was just like, bro, like this all doesn't seem like overly Christian to me. Like there's some things that like people like judging other people, or people like talking down on people, or people like comparing other people to other people. And I was just like, bro, like, I swear to God, like the Bible that like y'all be teaching about and y'all be read, that we read about, like none of this is like is in there, or it's not like championed in the Bible. And I'm just like, I don't want to be around people who are on that wave. And something that I've realized as of late is that, and I had to get older, but is that we all have flaws and we're all sinners. You know what I mean? So like, and that's like the main message that I think like was being driven. And I didn't see that at first, but like, we're all flawed beings. Nobody is perfect. People are going to do the things that they do, but that shouldn't stop you in your own walk of faith. But you have to take the walk your own way. You know what I mean?
You have to take the steps. If you don't take the steps towards, then you're not even starting the journey.
Right, exactly. And so everybody experiences religion or religious experiences in their own way. So I just think that was kind of the thing for me. I felt like it was supposed to be a one size fits all thing. Like we're all supposed to be these like really holy individuals, and we're all supposed to be striving to get to heaven, and getting to heaven isn't easy because you have to do all these things. And if you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you know? And that always like kind of scared me. So that was always just like, damn, like I'm just trying to be like a good person, and like, I'm not going to make it to heaven even though I'm like a good person.
Even though
my head's not in my Bible 24/7.
Exactly.
And that's kind of how it was like taught to me. But like you said, just like taking the steps to realize some of those things and be like, okay, like let me take the time to like bring myself to a point where I feel like, okay, now I want to join a congregation. I want to join a church family. I want to, you know, all those type of things.
For me, I think for a while, like I just looked at like joining the church family as like a commitment. And I don't know why.
I mean, to a certain extent.
But like, I didn't understand the point, because like, you know, even the Bible says like, you know, where people gather and praise, that's church. So why do I have to lock into a church group? That's why like it was messing me up. But I think it's more in the sense of building that community.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Having people that you can rely on and fall along and be like, you know, good looks for looking out for me. Good looks for like, you know.
Or if you're going through tough times, you got this like community of people to lean on. I think that's a big thing for me going into this year. It's just, you know, trying to take those steps to align all the aspects of my life. So that's like my like physical health. And I already do a pretty good job of that. I work out pretty consistently. I'm trying to get to doing my third day regularly, which today was my third day, and I got it in at home because I didn't feel like driving to the gym. And I was also waiting for you to show up. But yeah, there's that. Eating better. You know, mentally, we were talking about, you know, just reading, studying, and researching things.
Trying to get out of debt. Trying to clear the book.
Wait, what debt specifically, though? Like student loan or
student loans and medical? Because
I'm gonna tell you something about student loans right now. All right, something that me and Elijah Taylor of the of the Waving New Yorker podcast agree on is fuck them shits. Like you give them niggas whatever piece of change you got to give.
100%.
They always gonna be there. It's like it's gonna be a never ending thing. So like fuck
me.
Niggas.
For me, I kind of got set up because my old job, Kids After Hours, was like, yeah, you got benefits, yeah, but like in the details of their benefits for like dental, it was like, yeah, you're only getting like one cleaning. But for me, like growing up, my mom always had me like get like maybe, I think like 3 years or something like that.
So the clean, at least from what I've learned now that I'm gonna talk about dental cleanings is you get two a year.
Yeah.
So you get, it's every 6 months, right?
Yeah.
I usually end up, shit, I think mine's coming up. But like, I usually end up going to get one in like January or like February-ish. And then another one like closer to like my birthday. And then like, and then I'm usually like good for the year. So, I mean, it's not far off that they were giving you one.
But see, the thing is, me not knowing, so I got it. And then, like a kid, I was drinking too much soda, was eating too much candy, had a cavity. So it was like, yeah, you got there, get that. You got to get it filled. So I'm like, ah, I got coverage. Nah.
Oh, no, that's just expensive.
Yeah.
That's just expensive, bro.
And I had that pop up and then, like, the clean that they didn't cover. And then it was like, oh, shit. This all just...
Piled up.
And then, like, going to medical, and it's like, all right, you're getting checked out because, you know, I don't feel well. And especially in this COVID time, I have to, like, stay on top of myself, stay on top of my health and stuff like that. And that wasn't covered. And I was like, this is some bullshit. This is definitely some bullshit.
Nah, but and now I see why people are like, yeah, I got to find a job that has good benefits. Like, yeah. I knew a guy who the only reason he was working was so that his kids could have good benefits and they can like go to the doctor whenever they needed to, go to the dentist whenever they needed to. But he was like, realistically, if it was just me, like, I wouldn't even care about having this job. Like, cause he has like, I guess, rental properties that he was renting out. He's making some money off of that. And so, but he was just like, yeah. And I was like, damn, benefits is that important that like you'll literally show up to a job for your kids, you know what I'm saying? So that you can do what you gotta do. So
it's definitely eye opening and it's definitely one of the secrets of adulting that they do not teach you.
Well, I mean, they don't teach you any of that shit, like, growing up. And I think it's nobody's... I mean, we could sit here and blame the system. It's not anybody's fault. I mean, hopefully, you know, you have parents who, you know, teach you about those things. But also, sometimes your parents are just letting you be a kid. You know what I mean? And hopefully, you do get the ability to be just a kid. And then you also get the ability to, like, learn some, I guess, adulty things along the way. But for the most part, yeah, it's, like, kind of just fumbling through, like, a dark room, you know? And sometimes you touch the wall and then you flick the light and it's on. Sometimes you touch the wall and it's like this really, I don't even know. Yeah,
it's,
it's like something that'll fuck you up. I can't think of anything right now, but it's something that'll fuck you up. So you just kind of you work your way through it slowly but surely. But moving on from there, recently something that we all have got the, well, depending on who you are, I don't want to single out any ladies because y'all aren't the biggest sports heads, but we've been experiencing like a trifecta of sports where there's been football, basketball, happening all at the same time. I feel like soccer like is always happening all year round. So like you literally have your pick of the litter in terms of sports that you can watch right now. But something that I felt in watching like, you know, the NBA season start back up and watching like some of the NCAA, you know, football, you know, bowl games and things like that, I'm like, man, a lot of this COVID and like downtime has really affected, like, in terms of my opinion, the quality of play. And of course, NBA season is very early. It just started. There's a lot of games. So, you know, nobody's really like going full throttle. But like these blowouts, they're just kind of like, it's not entertaining to watch, at least in my opinion. Like I can watch a game for a little bit of time, but then I find myself like, I'd rather watch a movie or something else.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel the same way, but that's kind of just where I'm at.
I feel like, I mean, but I kind of fell back from sports a little bit. Just because, like you said, the quality as a whole hasn't been as good as it used to be. And I feel like with COVID, for example, look at the Browns. The Browns lost every single one of their wide receivers.
Yeah.
Like how do you, like, what are you rooting for? Nick Chubb run for 50 times?
I mean, that's what they do.
But, like, and it's just situations like that. Like, I have like, the stars that I'll keep up with or I'll watch some highlights here and there. But, like, in terms of locking in, I haven't as much or as close as I have in the past. And that goes to like just reading books and shit. And it's cool. Cause I feel like for me personally, I was so locked in with sports once upon a time that like that was the only thing that
you were
focusing on. I would know stats. I would know highlights. I would know games that were coming up. I would know this.
Yeah, I think that's just finding some balance though in the things that you're you know, focused on or paying attention to. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And it also hurts that the Eagles suck this year. So it's like, I was really unmotivated to.
Well, football wise, so, yeah. But I mean, you know, you're a Lakers fan. They won the championship. Yeah, so like, that's pretty lit.
But they're chilling
even
right
though
now.
You were doubting LeBron.
Bron said, and I quote, I'm cherry picking like until All-Star weekend. Like, I really don't care about it like this. We're going to make the playoffs. but like,
right. I'm but tired. Like, can you, like, right. But that's only because of the situation that, like, that team in particular, same thing with the Heat too. They were in that situation of playing like late into the bubble. Mm-hmm. And then what, 3 months later, they had to come back. Usually you get like 6 months for your off season. And I mean, granted, they're playing a game, which I mean, like, come on, like, y'all niggas get to play a game. Y'all make millions of dollars. Like, it's really kind of wild that that's the case. But like, it's almost as if like, can y'all like actually just like play like good? Like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, but if you get paid to do it, you should. You should just lock in and do it. Like, if I got paid to go be a quarterback, I'm going to make sure that everything inside of me is quarterback ready.
Yeah, but I mean, you can say the same thing about dudes who get paid to like do like wiring for like IT.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sure there's days where they're just like,
nah, like, I don't think it's the same, because you're not gonna get up for the, oh, this is my big wiring job. Oh shit. I'm
but
not,
you don't know.
No.
Like, there's people like, I'm trying to even think, what's the young kid's name who just got drafted to the Timberwolves? Anthony Edwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro don't even like basketball as like his number one sport. But like, because he can, like, he do it. So I'm sure there's days he get up and be like, bro, like, I don't even feel like hooping, bro, but they about to pay me
but
this
that's
bread,
the mindset.
So, like, let
that's,
me just go.
That's just a different mindset though.
But I mean, if one person got that mindset, like,
no, there's plenty. Of course, there's plenty of people. They're just not going to be honest and be like, yeah, I really don't fuck a ball like that. But like, you can see, like, this younger generation are more interested in just playing for the, like, the optics and what it can bring to you rather than playing for the love of the game. I feel like that's the difference.
So you feel like, okay, so let me ask you about, so do you feel somebody like Devin Booker,
mm-hmm.
a younger athlete, but not like super like young. Do you think he plays the game because he loves it, or he just plays it for the optics?
I feel like he's one of the people that loves it. And I say that because you can see how frustrated he's been since he's been in the Suns.
In Phoenix, yeah.
He's not like Cat. Cat's like, nah, okay, I'm in Minnesota.
Shout out to Cat. He's a strong brother right there, though, man. Like, he's going through a lot.
He's going through a lot. But like, outside of that, I mean, or someone like D'Lo. Like, D'Lo, he's a hooper. He's really good.
I think D'Lo plays for the optics, bro.
That's what I'm saying. He's playing for the optics. Like, he's not playing to be like, all right, I'm about to go get these buckets. No, he got my player'd up. He got his tattoos. He got his little gimmick, the ice in the veins, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely
like, come on. You don't care. I thought leaving L.A. would have done that for him. But, you know, some people just do it for the optics and clout and what it can bring to
the game.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Well, moving forward from there, I know that we have been talking about power for a while. and we all at one point, especially at the end of the last season of Power, we were all kind of just like, kind of over it. Like, they're not really doing a good job. The story's kind of falling apart. They're doing new books. Like, but I'm here to tell y'all motherfuckers that Power Book 2, you know what I'm saying, Ghost, that shit fire, dog. I don't care what nobody say, nigga. They came back with a vengeance. My man Tariq St. Patrick, Ghost number 2, dog. Ghost number 2, bro.
Are you proud of saying that?
Ghost number 2. Yeah, I am, bro. I'm proud, bro. And I hated Tariq, bro. I used to hate Tariq, bro.
Hey, I still do.
I mean, for one, he'd be getting a little lucky sometimes, but like, Ghost got a little lucky sometimes. But Ghost, what Ghost used to do was, he used to try to keep his hands as clean as possible. Yeah. Unless he had to get in there and really do that dirty work. And that's what I'm seeing from Tariq right now. In terms of him just setting up plays, him having, I don't know if you've seen it all, but him having two big, kill cousin in the pool. You know what I mean? Like, he knew he couldn't kill Cuz.
Yeah, he knew it.
And he was like, yo, like, let me set it up so I can get, but then.
But that was lucky. I don't think that was.
But Tupac was coming to meet him though. Exactly. Like, already. So they were going to be there.
He just wanted to get paid. Like, he
right,
didn't care
right,
about
right. But I'm just saying, friend, like, if he's not going to get paid, if the nigga paying him, he gets killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like.
A spoiler to anybody who hadn't seen it yet, but like.
Wait, is there a new episode already out?
There's a new episode coming.
Today, right?
Tomorrow.
No, it'll come out like midnight today. Yeah, like, a lot of people will be watching it and then get on just so they can be first on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I hate that, bro. Cause it's like, bro, I can't even get on Twitter, bro. Like, if there's like a show that like literally just dropped unless I watch it, like right then and there. And then, like, I mean, I'm not going to, like, get up at midnight and watch Power, bro, just because it dropped.
I feel like this season in particular is not that good to do
that. You don't think Power is good?
I don't think Power is good. I think it's
Whoa,
I think
that it's is comedy. So anti-black, bro.
No. Wow, it's anti-black. I watch it and I support it, but I think it's not good. I think it's comedic. I think it's comical. Steve, I really think it's
so
comical.
Anti-black, like, right now, bro. I can't believe it.
So you, when you watch,
I have my fucking my hat off, bro. My koofy, bro. Just fucking.
When you watch, Mary J. Blige, how do you feel about her acting?
I mean, she's mids.
Okay,
she's mids.
When you see the teacher and the other teacher and you see their storyline, how do you feel about that?
For one, I do think that the black, like the man teacher, is hilarious because he be hating like shit. That nigga be hating, bro. He be hating. But like, okay, so I'll say their stories, and everybody even on the internet agrees with this. Like,
Smith.
Their stories are kind of pointless.
Okay.
But like, we're going, as I'm saying, we're getting to the point of where we're going to see how they're trying to like make their stories impactful in like the show. Uh-huh. Because obviously, we're seeing a little bit more of the professor getting involved in like, okay, like, oh, I know who's like doing like the crime shit. I'm finding out about the tutoring app and seeing what like that, like, what, who's in control of all that. So like, his story's gonna either have to come to an end, or like, he's gonna have to like snitch on somebody and his story's gonna come to an end. Either way, something's gonna have to happen. But I mean, I like it, bro. I really like what they did. And like, in terms of the other characters, like Tariq, I love what Tariq and his character and like the development of that. Mm-hmm. Method Man plays a great lawyer.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna say surprisingly, he's a good actor, but he plays a great lawyer. Sax is still doing his thing. He's still a bastard.
He's a bastard.
We still hate
he's
Sax.
A bastard.
You know what I'm saying? White Terror never sleeps. So who else? Tasha doing her thing in jail with the messed up rose. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't got no. She only get her wig game together when she come to court.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else am I missing? His white boy homie. You know what I'm saying?
Raiden.
Bro, you seen the episode when Kane took him on the street and he was out there? He found a way to push the pack. I said, oh, this nigga got a little bit of like. He got a little bit of drip. He had a little bit of drippy drip. And I was like, okay, I see you.
I mean, maybe for me, I don't like the casting. I feel like the casting could have been a little better.
I think realistically, the only person that they swap out is Mary J. Blige. But they needed somebody like Taraji P. Henson.
So do you
to
feel
play
like
a Mary J. Blige role?
Who's the crazy son?
The boy from Bobby Brown.
Yeah,
Bobby Brown good.
No, Bobby Brown's not good.
Bobby Brown not good.
Bobby Brown.
Solid, bro. Kane is a wild.
He's a wild nigga. Yeah.
I like Kane, bro.
But nah, I'm sorry.
You like Drew?
Man, Drew's alright.
I think Drew's a solid actor.
I think he's a solid actor
for his role.
I think the sister, she's a terrible actress. And
I feel like she doesn't have to do much.
She's supposed to do more.
I think the way she plays her role is fine. I think she doesn't try to do too much.
I think in her role, the way they were trying to put it is how Ghost had Angela and Tasha. Tariq has
three girls.
He has three.
It's a whole different.
Yeah, but whole it's different like, way. All right, which one would you pick if you were Tariq?
Damn, that's tough. I'm not picking the college girl though.
No.
Can't do that because she look like the type to fold or snitch. But we don't know. She might surprise us later on down the line. I would say the joke that like did me dirty and got me kicked out of choke. That's because she part of the street life. She's real pretty.
She's about this life.
And on top of that, she gave it up that first night really quick. So I mean, like that's a thumbs up for me in my book. Like, you gonna throw the box on me in the midst of all this crazy shit going on in my life? Cool, like that's a bet. I'll be back next week. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even that same week.
What is it?
Depending on how much time I got.
Effie is your name or something like that?
Yeah, Effie. And then I just feel like the way Mary J. Blige set her daughter up to try to like come at Tariq first early mm-hmm. on, she seemed kind of thirsty. Mm-hmm. And like we all know that niggas don't really like thirsty girls. Like oddly enough, we like to have like a situation where we do have to have a little bit of chase, but not so much chase that it's just like, bruh, like I'm wasting my time chasing this girl. Like just enough to be like, oh, like I could get her. Like mm-hmm. she dropping a couple of hints. I just got to do X, Y, Z maybe to make it happen. So I'm gonna go with Effie.
I think she's the best for the. Because Tariq wants to be about that life. And for the most part,
Tariq is about that life.
He's about that life.
He's about that life.
But what I'm saying, if he really, really wants to, like, yeah, of course. That's still a bitch ass motherfucker. He killed Kanan too. Like, that's just a bitch ass motherfucker.
Nigga, Ghost lit Kanan on fire and couldn't kill him, bro. Come on, dog.
Yeah, he should. But, so we'll see. I think, I keep watching. I feel like it's bad, good. But I'm not in love with it. I'm not in love with it. Like, if I miss a week, I'd be like, oh, okay.
You'd be okay. I'll even try to make sure that I catch it. Oh, but mainly because of, like, the whole Twitter thing and people ruining it when you get on Twitter. But I usually like to, when Sunday comes around, I'm like, okay, I need to tune in and catch Power.
Okay.
But I like to have my black show at the end of the week or, like, at some point during the week that I sit down and watch. Like, just when Power first came out. And then what else? P-Valley.
P-Valley.
There was another show that was... Damn, The Shy initially
was.
Yes. Yeah, would, like I like having that ability. Like, okay, there's this black show that we get to watch, and we all as like a collective of people get to sit and talk about this show and like the things that we like about it, the things that seem realistic, things that don't seem realistic, because it's like it's for us. And I mean, granted, anybody can watch Power. Anybody
can
watch
it. Speaking of realistic and unrealistic, when they were getting shot at. When was it DC somebody?
When they did the drive? When they did the drive-by?
Yeah. So why, if they're spraying Uzis, whatever they're shooting?
I don't know what Drew's doing, bro.
He said, "I'm gonna go get the strap, bro." Yeah. I said, "Come on, bro. What are you doing?"
He was tripping, bro. It was like Drew was trying to get shot. Cause you know Drew don't want to be like the kingpin. Maybe he was like, yo, like if I get shot, don't say that this shit real dangerous and I'm not for it. Like, and they can leave it to Kane, but like Kane is too wild. So like,
yeah,
it's always gonna be Drew no matter what. And it can't be Zeke. I think I should tell him what I know. I was like, oh nah, bro, you. I said nah, dog. I said the professor got the good box, dog. Got you ready to give up your whole family, bro? What? I was like, nah, bro.
Oh, you're shit.
Tripping. You're tripping.
Yeah, fucking
Professor Milgram.
Oh man. So unfortunately, in these times, we still have to deal with said corona. So Bryce, I have a few questions for you. Question number one: do you think there's a possibility that we will get locked down again?
I would hope so. But it just seems like more and more that people don't really care about being locked down. I feel like everyone is, I mean, we're all selfish, right? So it's like, well, I want to go do this. I want to go do that. And I don't get sick when I go out. Nothing happens to me when I go out. So like, why the fuck should I care? But I've noticed that anybody who has been impacted or like has like experienced any sort of like COVID related things, they're looking at it like through a completely different lens than like people who've been fortunate enough not to get sick or to be around anybody that's been sick. But I would like to think at this point, we've all known somebody who's been sick or experienced COVID. But it really just depends on your tolerance level for your potential to get sick or your potential to get other people sick. I feel like if you live alone, I mean, you're better off because you're not going to be bringing it home to like, for example, when I was living with my folks. Bringing it home to my folks. And that was something that always was in the back of my mind, but I tried to stay as safe as possible. But I mean, shit, even just walking in like the store, you know what I mean? You can end up catching COVID. You can go get tested and then be negative and then leave your test 5 minutes later and then end up coming in contact with corona. So I think they should lock us back down, though, realistically.
Yeah, I agree. I think I just saw a report that we had like 1,300 cases in the last 3 days. 3 days.
Yeah,
we've only been in 2021 for two. And for the last 3 days, we've had 1,300 cases.
Yep.
I feel like that's the safest thing to do. I feel like it's not going to happen because I feel like people want to continue to help the economy, quote unquote. But
I was helping themselves, bro.
Exactly.
Helping themselves.
And I think people don't really realize the severity. And it's kind of crazy that people still don't understand the severity of the current virus.
Here's the thing, though. I think people do understand the severity.
I don't think they do.
I do. I think people are very aware that people are dying, but it's just one of those things where it's either you care or you don't. I don't think there's any in between. I don't think there's any gray area for this particular subject. It's either you care or you don't. And if you don't care, you make the moves that you want to make. And maybe you take a couple of extra precautions. You wear your mask, you carry hand sanitizer. But
yeah, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's been such a such a time that really showed people's instincts. Some people are just really selfish, like instinctually really selfish. Be like, I want to do this. I'm going to do this.
I mean, and I don't want to like cut anybody some slack, but like the way society is, bro, we live in a society of consumers, bro. Like, and people go out to consume. Granted, like you can do online shopping and you can do all of that. Mm-hmm. But like, even like during like the Christmas season, I went to the mall, you know, to like to try to like grab a last minute gift. And like, you know, many other people thought the same exact way as me. Like, oh, I'm going to pick up a last minute gift.
Work in the mall.
Right. So it's just like, bro, we all really in the mall. They got us waiting in lines. Like, we supposed to be like 6 feet apart, bro. But like, if you put people 6 feet apart in the mall, like in lines is going to wrap around the corner in front of other stores. Bruh. And then those stores are going to wrap in front of other stores. And it's just like, bro, it's a recipe for disaster. Really.
Bath and Body Works has a line daily that wraps from them to almost the food court.
Yeah. That's just how it's going
to
be.
And it was like, what? The
I think, but and not to gas up COVID, but I think COVID was like the perfect like disease, because it would be we would take it really serious if it was something where if you caught COVID and you began to bleed from your eyes, or you began to vomit uncontrollably, or anything, like if there was any like really like wild outward symptoms, people would be like, holy shit. Like,
so question, they're saying there's reports out that the second strand of this could cause temporary blindness.
Yeah. I think if that was a symptom off top, everybody would sit their ass in the fucking house. Nobody would leave, bro.
I'm not.
You telling me if I walk outside, I can get COVID, I'm going to go blind, I'm going to leave? Niggas is not leaving their house. But, and this is what leads me to believe, conspiracy theory hat, put it on, design disease, I think, bro. Because you wanted it to be something that was minimally detected, mm-hmm. but something that still causes people enough pain or you have enough symptoms for you to feel like, oh, well, I don't feel good, or I need to like be in a hospital, all the way to the point where people need to be put on respirators to help them breathe. So it's like super like internal. So you don't get to see any like the external factors of things happening to people besides maybe like shortness of breath. But like that can be anything. You know what I mean? Like you could have asthma. You could be... you're a smoker or like whatever the case, you know, but I think if there was more like external symptoms, COVID would have been treated very differently. But it's kind of like if you can't see it, like out of sight, out of mind kind of vibe. Because, I mean, you can literally be walking and somebody over there could have COVID. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like you walk by each other. Hey, how's it going, Jim? Hey, how's it going, Tom? We'll have our mask on. It doesn't spread because, you know, we're doing what we need to do to stay safe. But like that nigga has COVID. Like,
has COVID.
I can't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll definitely keep you shook.
And like you said, we should be shook already, bro. Really.
And if honestly, like it's played with my mind because like when I watch things now or I watch old things and I see like a crowd of people, there's a in my head like, yo, honestly, we just low key bugging. Like, bro, why are there so many?
If you watch anybody's story from Atlanta or Houston, people are still joining each other in crowds.
No mask, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No mask, none of that. Okay. So. Yeah, I don't know.
My next question is, do you feel like $600 is enough or is that a joke?
It's a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke. What? $600? Bro, people are moving packs, like, are selling pounds of weed that cost more than your fucking $600 that you're giving out. Like, it's really a slap in the face to the American people. Considering that, like, we pay taxes,
mm-hmm.
And they're telling us they can't give us money that we, like, essentially, like, put up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me putting up bread for a section at the club, and you're like, you can have a little bit of the house champagne, but you can't have any of, like,
you can't have
none of the bottles. But I'm like, yo, I put up bread like everybody else. Yeah, I know, but, like, just nah. And it's like, no other explanation, just nah. And it's like, I mean, I mean, we're here. We could talk about it, bro. That's like, why I can't get... No, you don't get any.
Yeah.
Enjoy the champagne. Champagne is nice, bro. Like, who doesn't like house champagne? But like, bro, this is Andre. It's not even like a top shelf champagne. It's not even Bel Air Rosé. You know what I mean? You're just like, what the fuck? So I think it's super unfair.
Do you think they'll give us another one?
Maybe. I don't know, but I completely understand why people do illegal activity and all that other stuff, because the government not fair. So,
yeah. Hold on. We should cut this. I feel like my personal opinion is I think once Biden gets in there, I feel like there's going to be talks of a second one. And I feel like 600
a possible second stimulus,
as possible, like, you know, that was just an appetizer. Here you go. Here's the rest of the here's 1400 because we were originally going to give you 2000, but we faked on y'all. We got your hopes up. And now here you go. That's why I feel it's going to go.
You have high ass hopes.
I mean, but we didn't even think we was going to get 1000 and we got everybody got 1000.
Bro, 1,000 to last how many months, bro, when people have been home and they ain't been working, bro?
100%.
And you're going to tell me like, oh, we can't even give you 1,000 again. We're going to give you 600? Bro.
That's why I said, once Biden gets in, it's going to be like, you know.
Nah, bro. What they really should do, and this is a wild concept, but hear me out. They should start some sort of entry system where you can sign up to fight Mitch McConnell, right? And they pick somebody that gets to fight him. And if you beat Mitch McConnell's ass, they overturn it. And then everybody can get, like, they'll do, like, COVID relief. You know what
I
mean?
All right, I have a question. I don't want to be, like, just a pessimist. But, like, what happens if he beats your ass?
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
I deserve to get my ass beat then. Okay. If Mitch McConnell can whoop my ass, I'll be fucking shocked. I'll be like Nate Robinson. I'll be like, holy shit, what'd I walk into? But I doubt Mitch McConnell. Have you seen Mitch McConnell? Yeah, Mitch McConnell looks like Lord Voldemort, bro. There's no way I'm losing to Mitch McConnell in a fight. Hey, and it don't even got to be me that fight. It could be anybody. It could be anybody.
That's how you end up exactly like Nate Robinson.
So, nah, but Mitch McConnell definitely wouldn't beat me up, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I think that's my COVID questions.
It looks like another love TKO.
Oh, I do have.
You know how like they used to sing back in the day? They get real throat. That's how they used to.
I don't think anybody's ever sang.
Bro, that's how they sang, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Looking back all of my years, I guess I shed some tears. Hold on, things is wrong. It's just another sad song. I think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO.
I'm just letting you cook, bro.
Oh, no. Nah, I thought you were pulling up another topic, dog. I'm just filling the time, bro.
I feel that.
People need a show, so I'm going to give them one.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I was getting ready for the this or that.
Oh,
yeah.
Put me down.
Weekly topic. Weekly thing that you have no clue, no idea what you're going to do. We're going to go with this or that. Bryce is not seeing these questions. Are you ready? Rapid fire. All right. Question number one. Lizzo or Monique in her prime?
Give me Lizzo. Lizzo seemed a little freaky. So, yeah, give me Lizzo. Give me Lizzo. Give me Lizzo. Yeah, for sure. That was easy. That wasn't tough.
Really?
That wasn't tough at all. Okay. Nah.
I feel like Monique in her prime is...
I mean, I love me some Miss Parker, you know what I'm saying? But nah, Lizzo showed up to the game with her cheeks out, bro. Like, she's on a different wave of freaky.
Would you rather play in a stadium full of people or empty gym like they did in the bubble?
Stadium full of people.
Okay.
Man.
You have a better chance winning the Hunger Games or Death Race?
Shit. Hunger Games.
Hunger Games? Yeah. Okay.
That Death Race shit was wild. Hunger Games is wild as hell too, but like... Nah, yeah. Hunger Games, bro.
What's more important to you right now? Having the money or having the free time?
Having the money.
Good, mature answer.
Yeah. No, because money will buy me the free time. Okay. Hopefully.
Who wins in a fight? Captain Planet or John Wick?
John Wick.
Yeah. Nobody's stopping that. Yeah, there you go. Honestly, if you pick Captain Planet, I might have judged you. Anybody who does, I might judge you. And everybody who does participate in our this or that, thank you. That's really cool. It's only clicking a button, man.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this because this is where it's at. Bow! What's a black sheep? There's a black sheep.
Was that it for the this or that?
That was it.
Damn. All right. Well, yeah, we definitely we got a shorter episode this week. But, I mean, that's cool. Alistair definitely has to get to work. I have to run some errands as well myself. So, Alistair, man, do you want to leave the people with your Stairs to Greatness for this week?
Absolutely. This week's Stairs to Greatness is brought to you by 50 Cent. Hold on. Give me a second. Gotcha. Comfort is a dream killer. It will pop up and kill your ambition. So stay out of your comfort zone. Kurt Jackson. You can follow me on Instagram, Stairs2Greatness. Stairs2Greatness. Keep an eye out. Try and get some more visuals for y'all. Make sure you follow our podcast page, ANB Podcast. Shout out to everybody who's doing their thing creatively. Shout out to everybody who's supporting us. Shout out specifically to Lexi Sangria, because I seen you with your sip and say.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull up. So, Lexi, what up? And everybody else, much appreciated. As I always say, we're the vehicle, you're the wheels. We're not going anywhere without y'all. This one wheel's missing. We're not going nowhere. So let's keep rolling. Go, host.
Appreciate it, Alistair. This week, I don't have anything profound to say. I do want to say, though, I'm going to give Clubhouse another whirl. I think I got to get on there and just, like, talk my shit, because we have a podcast, and I feel like if people hear my voice, then they'll be like, damn, maybe I want to hear more of what he has to say. So, yeah, going to try to get into that and understand it a little bit more and try to use it for the good that it can provide, as opposed to all the negative things.
Drama. The people that just assume,
right, right. Man, gotcha. So you can follow me on social media, though. Twitter, Young Tamarack, YoungTamarack. On IG, it's Kofi Bryce _. And with that being said, we're going to continue our trend of playing music from artists that we fuck with. And this week, you're going to hear a Hustler Story by Deuce. And with that being said, thank y'all for listening to this week's episode of the AMB Podcast. Peace.
We out.
Was running from life. Was taking chances, gotta roll up a dice. Was feeling lucky like against all the odds. These streets is vicious, gotta really be wise. As a youngin', didn't see it in time. Now every day, swear really is crime. Made a couple mistakes, but I never did time. Tanglewood, all we did was mob. Was swooping that cool, so they mad at the time. Nigga with face, so we just used to red. That's what you did to get them to respect. See my first trigger, got put off the best. But that shit was wild, I was riding around with a couple niggas that I barely knew. So I wasn't thinking, I just made a move. Trying to be cool, I ain't have a clue. Was about to get into. Your trouble was right in my review. I thought to myself and my mental. Just a young nigga, I ain't understand. So I wasn't focused, I ain't have a plan. Cause I was following, I wasn't leading. Didn't hit pops, he told me be leader. Some folks, they want you to feel like you need them. I spit that real every time that I'm breathing. Alerted the bullshit, the ride that I'm teasing. She just want attention, she just like the teasing. It's a new game, it's a whole different season. I feel like a vet, feel like I'm seasoned. I thought I told him I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a while, ain't no plans to leave her. Word this shit, I ain't.